on Saturday at Marymore, but that sounds like a lot of fun. You'll have to let us know if you make it down there, how it goes. Thanks for stopping by, Ryan. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. All right, next we had an IO from Steve, KB7LXM. Thanks for stopping by, Steve. We also had an IO from Graham, KM7GST. Thanks for stopping by, Graham. Well, let's go talk to Matt, N1MDA. Good evening.
Hey, yeah, this is Matt, N1MDA. This is actually the first time I am broadcasting after getting my license, so I hope I am doing this correctly. Other than that, I don't have much to report, and I yield back. November 1, Mike Delta Alpha.
Well, hey there, Matt. That's very exciting. First contact. Oh, man, so many questions. All right, so you just got your license. So I'm gonna ask you, what got you interested in ham radio, and what kind of radio are you using? I'll throw it back over to you, N1MDA, K9BDC.
I am currently speaking to you on a Baofeng UV32, and I've honestly been ham radio adjacent for years. Everyone I know has a license, and everyone at every conference I ever go to eventually devolves into a discussion of ham radio. So honestly, it's just a matter of time and me stop being lazy and actually sit for an exam. Back to you.
All right, well, very good there.
Node 5, 1, 2,
for,
5,
by
3,
and,
7,
timer. In fact, your first contact, what we like to do here on the PSRG is send out a first contact award. That's something that the ARRL does. It looks like you have a QRZ set up, but I don't see an email on there for you. So if you update your QRZ with an email address, I can email you over a first contact award. Or if you want to look up me and send me an email, then I can send you that way as well. I'm QO9 Bravo Delta Charlie, and my email is listed on there. So I'll throw it back over to you when you're all done to send with your call sign.
I am getting pretty good reception. However, I think a problem on my side is causing it to cut out for about a second every 4 or 5 seconds. So if I just set up an email address, it'd be cq.november1mikedeltaalpha@gmail.com. And if you could repeat your call sign, I'll take it down.
Yeah, very good. I got that. cq.n1nda@gmail.com. I'll send you over an email. And my call sign is Kilo9 Bravo Delta Charlie. Name here is Brooke. So very good there, Matt. Thanks for stopping by and checking in. We've got 3 nights a day here on this frequency, 9 a.m., noon, and 9 p.m. every single day of the year. So you're always welcome to come back and check in anytime. Appreciate hearing you on here and hope to hear you again soon. All right. That brings us to the end of that list. So looking for more check-ins for the 9 o'clock next call time in.
7, Zulu Echo India, Tim.
Tim, yeah, I got you on the list. Next check in.
Kilo Delta 2, Lima Tango, Mike, Jamie with an IO.
Kilo 4, Whiskey X-Ray.
Come back again with your suffix, please.
That was Kilo Delta 2, Lima Tango, Jamie with an IO.
All right, thank you there, Jamie. KD2LTM, I got your IO. Next check-in.
K4WX, Barry.
Tango Sierra, Andrew.
Okay, I had double A. I had K4WX, and then I heard an Andrew. Andrew, what was your call sign?
Kilo Alpha. 7 Alpha Tango Sierra.
Okay, KA7ATF Andrew, I got you on the list. Next check-in.
Alpha Golf 7 Lima Romeo, Cody.
I got Cody on the list, AZ7LR. Next check-in.
This is KG7ODB.
All right, I got Dean, KG7ODB, and I heard a bit.
This is Kilo Mike 7, Foxtrot Delta Oscar, Jeff.
All right, I got you there, Jeff, KM7FDO. All right, that's a good list. Let's go back up to the top and talk to Tim, KI7ZEI.
Hey, Jeff, this thing kind of worked out there. Just wanted to know that someone's wanting to get in and yet not doubling with anybody else. Anyway, I've had a heck of a day, and I won't go through all the details. I did go down to Olympia to try to help a friend out. He's had some medical problems. She turned out to be kind of rambunctious and really couldn't get anything done that I'd hoped to accomplish. Anyway, that's neither there nor here. Actually, it is down there in Olympia. But up here in Shoreline, we're having another wonderful evening, and tomorrow's going to be another wonderful day, and the days are getting a little shorter. I've got this long list of things that I have to do outside, including someone that I promised to do some deck preparation and painting on. It's actually an upper deck and a lower deck, so it's going to be a little bit of a job, and I better get the heck started on it while the weather is still good. I know there may be some rain this afternoon. Really, the kind of work, especially the prepping, that you want to do while it's not raining or not wet. So I need to get sick and do stuff. And I still haven't gotten out for a good hike this year, so somehow I've got to get all that jammed into the next, I don't know, couple of 3 weeks here. Because sometime in September, it will start getting not quite as warm or dry as it is now. Although we've had a pretty awfully wonderful long summer, so nobody can complain about not having enough sunshine. I know that absolutely for sure. Anyway, thank you for the net, and KI7ZEI.
All right, well, very good there, Tim. Sounds like wonderful up there in Shoreline. Yes, the days are getting shorter, or at least, yes, the sunlight is getting shorter, and but still there, you know. We still went for a late night family walk as it was cooling off, and that's still nice. Hopefully, you've got plenty of sunlight to get the deck or decks painted. Sounds like a big job there. Yes, we have had quite a bit of sunshine this year. I would agree. And hey, I'm a fan. Not so much a fan of the fires that come along with all the dry weather, but I am a fan of, the sunshine. Anyway, thanks for stopping by, Tim. You have a great rest of your evening. Okay, let's see. We had an IO from Jamie, KD2LPM. Now we're going to go talk to Barry, K4WX.
Good evening, Brooks and the rest of the net. I'm here in Atlanta. It's been hot as heck. I am grilling some chicken here after midnight that I seasoned earlier during the noon net. The earlier discussion about the instant ramen is near and dear to my heart. I want to share one of my favorite ingredients. Scallions, mushrooms, veggies are all great. But back in the 70s when I was a young kid, my best friend's mother was from Okinawa, and she shared a really good ingredient. You take beef, you can brown it in the skillet, or it can be leftover steak. It can be an old chewy strip steak. It can be filet mignon, doesn't matter, but you cut up little bits. You take your frying pan and add equal parts, maybe a quarter cup, half a cup of soy sauce, and heat it up until it bubbles and caramelized, and then simmer the beef in that, and it gets nice and sweet, and that's the best ingredient to add to ramen. It works great in fried rice as well. But anyway, appreciate you running the net, and wanted to say good evening to everybody. I always enjoy listening to this
this group. This is K4WX, back to that.
All right, thanks for stopping by there, Barry, out there in hot as heck Atlanta. Whew. I just imagine that it's probably like...
HFQ, look around here.
I'm sorry by there, but same sort of humidity or out here, but I hope you have a little bit of air conditioning or something. It's been cool. Grilling some chicken, but oh, man, fried up beef as an additive to ramen, that sounds really good. I've did something similar with some ground turkey one time where I fried it up with the intention of it being a ramen additive, with some soy sauce and I think there was some other kind of sweet sauce that I don't remember what it was, but excuse me, that sounds really good. I'll have to try that. More ramen recipes. See, it's too hot for us. I feel like it's too hot for ramen, but I don't know. Maybe we are getting close to the fall here, and sweet season starts to creep in, and you start to. Thanks for stopping by. Have a great rest of your evening. Okay, next on the list is Andrew, KA7ATS.
Hello. Today I just put the finishing touches on my QMX Plus kit, and I'd say putting this together has brought me several new challenges. I consider myself pretty good at soldering. Have a lot of practice with surface sound especially. And this has some new challenges. I've never soldered something with so much ground planes all throughout the board, so thermally that was a bit exciting. As well as, I have found that winding the inductors is some really, really intense mental effort because you need to count all the turns and then you lose track and count again. I gotta say, my last inductors ended up quite a bit prettier than my first one. But it's complete now. And I have wire coming tomorrow to build a dipole, and then I have a friend who challenged me to make contact on the 20-meter band. I'm not going to be operating under ideal conditions. We don't really have a good place to put an antenna outside, so it's probably going to end up being an attic dipole, but hopefully I'll be making contact on the 20-meter band in the next couple weeks. KA7ATS, back to net.
All right, very good there, Andrew. That sounds like quite the project. Soldering up the QMS kit and winding the coils, and those are probably some little tiny coils, I would think. Some of the bigger ones can be easier, but wow, that's pretty cool. And then to get the wire coming for the dipole. I'm sure that once that all gets here and you get that all sorted out, that's just going to be a great feeling of accomplishment to kind of take that kit of bits and parts and turn it into an operating radio for sure. That's pretty cool. Yeah, you'll have to report back and let us know how it all went. So, good stuff there, Andrew. Thanks for stopping by. You have a wonderful evening. All right, next on the list is Cody, AG7LR.
Well, I've been having a good time over here. I'm currently camping out in up north of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And today I set up my HF antenna and played around for a while. I had it set up on 20 meters and made several dozen contacts on FT8. And I think like three of those were Japanese stations, so the quarter wave vertical was getting out quite well. But still having some RFI issues. I was coming from the air conditioner in the trailer. I put a big old RFI filter on the power line, which did nothing, and I started putting a bunch of ferrite beads on all of the other wires that were going into it, and that knocked the noise down by about 1S unit. And I was just using some cheap ferrites I got from Amazon, and there's no specifications on those, and I think they are the wrong mix for HF. I'm going to have to order some mix 31 ferrites, and that should knock down the noise. They worked pretty well on the higher bands, but there's still a lot of noise on 20 meters. On 10 meters, there's pretty much nothing. So, yeah, I think those ferrites that I got were probably maybe like a Mix 41 or something like that. It was meant for more like VHF noise suppression. But